Doran Pop is with us today, KMA Land Ketchup, former Creston standout, and she is getting set for another basketball season there at Simpson with us right now. Doran, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. Actually had your brother on one of these there. He's at Dort, you're at Simpson. So, you know, kind of, you know, he's on the northwestern side of the state, you're centralized. How do you guys keep up with one another? I mean, do you pay attention to his football season and vice versa?
I do. I have made it a priority this year to get to as many games as I could. And fortunately, this basketball season has allowed me to go to, I think I've been to five or six of his games, and I plan to go to this weekend, his senior day. So it's been really nice. We had one of the weekends I was supposed to have practice, but it got canceled. So made the 4-hour drive by myself to go watch him, and then FaceTime calls and just trying to keep in the loop through my parents.
Really? That's awesome. That's cool. Obviously, you do have the season coming up here, as we talked today, about 8 days away from, you know, actually beginning games. But I guess tell me a little bit about some of the preseason, you know, practices, the work that's gone in, and your thoughts on kind of how the team is looking right now.
It's been a good preseason. We started the preseason back in August and had lifting and running most every day. With the practices, we started September 25th or 28th. About then, we had about 8 contact days. And so those were really helpful just to be getting, like, ease back into the practice schedule. We had 2 scrimmages on Tuesday of this week and Thursday of last week. We scrimmaged Cornell and Grinnell. And it was just really good to scrimmage other people other than ourselves. I think practice has been going really well. We're a pretty young team, about almost outnumbered by freshmen. But it's been really encouraging to see, like, how athletic we are. We're a very small team, but we're very athletic and versatile. So I think we're going to be able to run the floor on people. And just, you never know. Last year we had 2 shining stars of shooters, but this year we're kind of more even toned. We have a couple shooters, but you never know who's going to score, and it could be anyone's night any day. So
yeah, great for you. I guess explain your role in the first 2 years there for Simpson.
Yeah, so I came off the bench both years, got some good minutes each game. I've been freshman year, I was more of a 4 player. I would run the floor and be the top of the press. Last year, I kind of took the role of a 5, and so I'm taking the ball out of bounds, getting it back in the press, and then trying to get it up the floor. Kind of more the bigger role, taking on the bigger post players and just being inside. I've never been – freshman year, I was more of a back to the basket as I was in high school, but kind of getting more out towards the perimeter and cutting and driving and kind of being a little more versatile as just playing inside. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Again, Doran Pop from Creston into her junior year for the Simpson women's basketball team. A couple of, you know, little notes for people that, you know, from your bio, you're the team newcomer of the year as a freshman. Have played in 24 games. So not always do you, you know, see, you know, freshmen come in right out of high school and contribute the way that you did. And then last year, even more, you know, time and more numbers, and you're an all academic award winner as well. So I guess what did the, you know, those kind of, you know, season end awards mean to you? Number one, you were, I'm guessing, voted by your teammates as the newcomer of the year. And then also, you know, being able to also show the academic award there that you're doing it on the floor and off the floor.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome to receive that newcomer of the year. I think that was coach voted. But it just shows that I came in as a freshman, I was ready to work hard. And my teammates and my coaches saw that. I was very fortunate to be able to play as a freshman. Not everyone gets that opportunity, as you said. So it was really fun. Academically, it's a grind to be a student athlete. But I'm very much an organizer, a planner. And so once I get things into my schedule, I work hard to keep organized. And obviously, as student athlete, we're supposed to put academics first. And our coaches are very good about that. If we have class that runs late and we need to get to practice a little bit late, that's okay. Last night was registration, and we had our computers out at practice to make sure we get into the classes we want for the spring semester. So it's an all-around team effort, and everyone's pushing for everyone to be successful.
Yeah, it's awesome. You, you're not kidding about, you know, being very organized, because when I asked, you know, for this interview, you had, like, set times, like, and you mentioned, you know, being a college student, but I've tried to set up interviews with a lot of college students, and you were more like, you had this, you know, sometimes others aren't as organized as you. Have you found that?
Yes. There's a lot of people that are just like, oh yeah, whatever. But
Yeah.
I'm like, I can fit you between 1 and 2 p.m. I have a lunch break. I have this. Some days I start at 8 a.m. and don't stop till about 9:30 p.m. So, and I love it. I'm involved in a lot, which keeps me busy, but sometimes has me running around with my head cut off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, you're keeping it together, it sounds like. What do you think your role looks like for this year, Doran? I mean, you were coming off the bench the first 2 years. Do you feel like it'll be a bigger role this year even?
Yep, so I'm starting at the five spot this year. It's been a long ways coming. I'm excited to be starting on the ball. So I've been taking the tips in these last two scrimmages and just stepping up as a leader on and off the court, kind of stepping in that junior role, upperclassmen. It's been fun to help those freshmen come in, the sophomores come up. So yeah, it's been super fun. I'm glad to be a starter and just kind of get the ball rolling right off the bat instead of coming off the bench.
Cool. Looking at the rest of the team, there are some familiar names on that roster. With Maddox Duvall entering her senior year there from Nottoway Valley. Also Erica Rust is into her sophomore year there from Harlan. So you got not just you in terms of KMA land, former KMA land athletes. What's it been like teaming up with Maddox and Erica? And I'm sure obviously Erica, I'm sure you played in high school a little bit, and then also Maddox is somebody that yeah I'm sure you're familiar with, being pretty close to Nottoway Valley where she went to high school.
It's been super fun. Maddox is just a great role model and leader on the team. It's been fun that to say that I played with her in high school. I remember my junior year, she took it away from us. She was an outstanding player in high school and has continued that in college. So that's been super fun to stay in touch. And when an area name is mentioned, we both know them. So that's kind of fun to have that connection. And Erica, yep, we played together in high school against each other. We always joke how we were rivals and opponents, and now she's one of my best friends, and so that's super fun to be playing the same position as her. We have a lot of conversations about basketball and just life in general. So it's super cool to have those connections with people I played in high school.
Yeah. Well, I guess looking at last year, your team was 15-11 overall, but went 11-5 in the American Rivers Conference. What kind of goals, expectations does this year's Simpson team have?
Well, looking broadly, we're looking for a conference championship always, but we got to take it day by day. And we start in Chicago next weekend. And so, just kind of the biggest thing that Coach Nemeth always says is it's the little things. And so, like, if you didn't get the right screen, fix it. If you force them to their right hand, you need to force them to their weak hand. So, I think we're going to be a good team just by doing the little things. We're a fast team, we're athletic. And so, we're going to press every single game, we're going to run the floor. So I think the goal is just to work hard. His thing that he always says is play hard, have fun. And so we're going to do that each and every game and hopefully come out with an even better record than last year and just do the little things right to win those games.
Doran Pop again from Creston, a Creston alum, and now into her junior year for Simpson women's basketball. Doran, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Wish you the best this upcoming season.
Thank you so much.